Hello, welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows, because I know stuff, but you obviously know that. Do you? So you're telling me this whole time you didn't know that I knew stuff? Damn. So, I haven't made an episode in a while. And that's because, once again, I am, like, I do not know what to, talk about, but I was thinking about doing another episode, and I was like, yeah, I can just talk about stuff that's been happening in my life lately. But I feel like I can focus more when I'm drawing. So, what's been happening in my life for the past, I don't know, maybe weeks now? We got evicted about, like, 3 months ago. Seems like 3 months ago, even though, like, when you get evicted, you only have, like, 1 month to get out of the house, right? But we've been searching for a house, and we finally found one, because my mom works at the farmer's market, and there was this lady, and she was like, well, it's out in the middle of nowhere, but, like, there's stores nearby, and she's like, okay, I'll talk about it with my kid. Because my grandmother doesn't really have a say in any of this. She said it's because she complains about everything, and it's just weird. But, you know, when I draw, I always draw the exact same thing over and over again. I draw a pretty brown-haired girl. And I've never figured out why I do that. Like, if I ever make a comic, I feel like that's going to be the main character, pretty brown-haired girl, because I've drawn her so many times, I would just know how to draw her. I could literally draw her with my eyes closed. But, so we went inside the house, and it was a pretty nice house. I was like, yeah, alright, okay, this is such a good house. And then on the way back, my mom was like, okay, well, do you want the house? And I was like, yes, of course, duh. And she's like, all right, it's settled. And I actually have another therapist's appointment today. And I'm just honestly trying to wait for it. And I didn't know that actually people's podcasts could show up on Spotify. Because I was scrolling through Spotify because I was going to play some Roblox while listening to my Spotify playlist. And then I saw, like, one named Quackity. And I was like, what? That cannot be the real Quackity. And of course it wasn't. But there was this girl and all of her episodes were 2 minutes long. And I'm like, well, if I'm dedicating my life, like, 20 to 40 minutes of my life each episode to not get seen, I'm like, what is going up with that? You know, I try not to say, like, any curse words anymore. I don't know why, but now I don't even say, I try not to say hell, I try not to say fuck, you know, the whole shebang. I say frick, I say what to heck. Because, you know. Okay, but where was I? And I got back into the camp fandom. Yo, you can hear the truck going by. That's cool. Anyways. Well, I don't know if you could, but yeah. But I've got back into the camp fandom. Which is weird because me and my ex-best friend used to like it in, fifth grade. It is ninth grade now. And I went to the Amino for it, and this girl was like, I hate the new camp fandom. And I was like, oh. And then she showed, like, what the TikToks were about, and I was like, oh. And I was like, well, I'm glad I am not a new fan. And she's like, yeah. And honestly, like, my favorite characters, like, I like No, like, I don't have a favorite character. Well, I have too many favorite characters. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And where was I? But I've also been like playing a whole bunch. Oh, that's what I was gonna talk about. Yeah, so I also got back into Smuuly, you know, that singing app that you see on your For You page. Yeah, I used to have that app actually. In oh, I messed up the I. Well, new page. Here we go. Because I'm drawing with the colored pencil. Anyways, I first got that singing app in third grade, and I was like, this is cool. But I thought when people wanted to duet with you, like they were singing in real time. So my first one, I did a duet with Andy Grammer, and I was like, sup? Nah, honey, I'm good. And then I had to move, and I was like, oh, wait, Andy Grammer, hold on. I'm gonna go to the other room. And that's one of my core memories. I do not know why, but I do. Oh, I think I just remembered it one day and I was like, oh man, why did I do that? But I really want VIP because, like, you know, it gets kind of tired having to sing the same songs all over again because your favorite songs, nobody's singing them, you know? But VIP for 1 month is $4.99, and I have currently $1.96 in my Google Play account, and that is no good. But I've been singing a whole bunch of songs that I totally forgot about, which is really cool and all, but like, you know. And oh yeah, back to the house. Like, we're gonna have to move in like not even a week. Like, not even a week, bro. Like, for real. Oh, and also, there's this new food city that opened up right next to our house that we're in right now. And it's a really big store. It's really modern. And all yesterday, when the grand opening was there, we went in and I was like so mesmerized by it. I was like, yo, this is so cool. It has a full-on cafe, a deli, food aisles, and a pharmacy. And I'm just sitting here like, yo, what the heck? Why does this place have to come right here as soon as we move? Like, come on, man. I've been reading a lot of Wattpad fan fiction lately. Which, you know, I've noticed about my mental health that, like, I'm a lot more happy, I'm a lot more talkative, and I am laughing a lot more. But I think that's mostly because whenever I just like have a random crush on a fictional character, like life just seems so much better, you know? Well, you don't know. You don't feel me. But you're probably on the other side, you're like, what? Huh? And I'm like, well, you know, different people's perceptions. And that's why I always like, you know, like getting into new series and stuff, so I can be like, poop, well, that person's kind of hot. So I can, like, be happy, you know? Because I know. Did you hear about the new BTS meal at McDonald's? I am not a K-pop fan, but I got an ad for it on Spotify. I was like, yo, the new BTS meal? Whoa. And it was like, da na 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 na. And I was like, yes. Oh, and apparently I was sleep deprived, like, a couple of days ago, and I downloaded the McDonald's app and I put in my notes, I was like, I downloaded the McDonald's app because free fries. And I was like, what? I don't know, but like lately I've just been playing a whole bunch of Roblox and watching a whole bunch of YouTube. And oh my god, back to Camp Camp. I thought I couldn't watch the fourth season without having to pay for it. But no, it's just YouTube is a bitch. But you could just go on to Rooster Teeth's website and just like watch it there. And I was so happy that they made an episode dedicated to Harrison, bro. He is my absolute fave. Besides Preston and the Flower Scouts. Yeah, those are my favorites. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like most of the fandoms that like I talk about, like my listeners are probably, if even anybody does listen to my podcast, they're like, "Huh? What are you talking about?" And I'll be like, "You're just uncultured." You know, I actually made like a list of like my hyperfixations over the years, and oh my god. So, I used to really like Club Penguin, you know? But it wasn't my childhood game. Like, I got membership for like 1 week because one time I logged into Club Penguin and they were like, "Yo, you get 1 free week of membership because you are gay." And I was like, "Cool." So I spent all of my cash, bro. Nah, like all my coins were up into like the billions, bro. Because that's how much I played it and that's how much I wasn't a member. But. And then, nah, I literally cried because Club Penguin shut down one day. And I watched it again and I cried some more. And then I came out of the room and then my mom was like, "Why are you still crying about that? The game already shut down." And I was like, "Damn." Like, I was really hurt by that, but I don't know what she meant by that, anyways. But. Also, another thing I was really hurt by yesterday when they opened the store and we went in the store, I was like really, I was out there, I was like, "Yo, this is so modern, I love this." I was like so happy and giddy, and my mom was like, "Chill, it's a store." And that hurt me too, but like the whole rest of the time, I feel like she just sucked my happiness out of me. Because I wasn't happy for the rest of that trip. And I have no idea why. And then when I got home, I was hot and sweaty. And in my room in my current house, yeah, like, there's no vent. Sorry. But there's no like vent air thingies. That's, I don't know what my mom says, but. So it makes it to where it's more hot in the summer and more cold in the winter. So my room is the hottest and the coldest room in the house. So. And you're probably sitting there wondering, well, what's it like in spring and fall? In fall, it's cold, in spring, it's hot. I don't get to experience warm or chilly. No. Because life sucks. Okay. Now, what was I talking about? Shoot, I totally forgot. I don't want to sit here and try to think about it, but leave y'all in like silence. Oh my god. Oh yeah, but I put down like, oh, I was talking about Club Penguin. Yeah. And then, but my childhood game was like Animal Jam. I don't know if I've talked about that before, but Animal Jam was my Sheesh, bro. You know, a lot of people bully me for me saying sheesh instead of the S word, but I'm like, well, I'm sitting here not saying curse words, but you're out there saying the full S word, and they're like, yeah, like a normal person. And I was like, oh, well, damn, I think that's a you problem. And they're like, it's not a problem. And I'm like, yes, it is. Anyways. So then, blah, 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 a whole bunch of years on Animal Jam. Oh, and in fifth grade, I was really into Ed's World. Did you know TikTok is also having a, making another fandom in Ed's World? Bruh. Not, like, I was personally a Matt and Tom fan. No, wait, that's not his name. What's his name? It's one of the guys on Eduardo's side. Dom? No. Rom? No. I honestly have no idea. Oh, John. John, that's his name. Yeah, I was a fan of John and Matt. And my ex-best friend was a fan of Tom. And that was it because she was like, well, everything sucks, blah blah blah, life, death. And I was like, yes, of course. You know, back to camp. So, in fifth grade, when she got me into it, I don't know who got into it first. I honestly do not remember. But she was like, okay, but you have to like Max. Because I like Max. And I was like, okay, makes sense to me. But when she wasn't around, I would read Dolphex readers. But, like, I am so glad that in every story they are aged up, like the from the ones that I've read, so I don't have to act like a pedophile, because damn. Bro, I wish y'all could see the beauty of this girl that I'm drawing right now. Actually, she could be a blonde too. I've just always made her a brown hair. You know what? I'm gonna make her a blonde. But seriously, some of these people are like, yo, 1 minute podcast. Don't mind if I do. No, I have whole episodes dedicated to like my favorite topics like Cobra Kai and shit, I only remember the Cobra Kai one. Cause, oh, I figured out why I have memory loss too. It's because my mom was like, oh, well, you've had a lot of trauma. So, yeah, memory loss. But you get memory loss harder than others. And I was like, that's cool, I guess. She's like, yeah, it's not cool. I was like, it's cool. And she's like, it's not. And I was like, yeah, it's cool. I have the opportunity to talk about my most favorite movie in the universe. Okay. Because I haven't talked about it with y'all yet. Okay, so Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It is my absolute favorite movie of all time. But I don't know if y'all have seen it, but like, oh my god, it is like the best thing on planet Earth. Like, you probably think, oh, well, that's not the best. No, it's the best. And honestly, like, I don't get why people hate Scott. Like, I know people have reasons to hate Scott, but I don't know. I don't hate Scott. And I literally saw a comment on Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Like, it was like, well, why did they make this movie have a whole bunch of straight people in it? Why did they make Ramona straight? If she was with a girl before, why is she straight now? Why is Knives straight? And I'm just sitting here like, bruh, who cares? Don't put LGBT stuff into everything in the world. Yes, I will get canceled for saying that, but it needs to be said. Not everything has to be LGBT. It's a whole bunch of dumb. A very much dumb. Anyways, since it is now over 20 minutes, I am ending my podcast here. I don't know what I'm gonna name this episode. Bye, y'all.